Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
What's up, everyone? It is Eli here with a brand new episode from the Hamilton Fringe Festival. This is the second half of our first performance with our special guest, Michael Howie. Please enjoy.
Mike.
Yeah.
We're going to challenge you with a second character.
I can do it.
And we're going to have the audience build it.
Yes. Mm. So, let's start. Mike, did you bring anything for a second character that you desperately want to bring to the table?
I want to hear what everyone tonight wants to hear.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear.
Crowd pleaser. Look at that.
Did you say a crowd loser?
I was hoping everyone would hear crowd pleaser, but that's actually what I said.
Yeah. He's a proud loser.
I am.
Be nicer to our guests. Now, with all of that being said, let's get a brand new character. So, first of all, why don't we start with how long has this new character been on the planet?
1 year.
One year. Specific. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay.
A lunar year or a... Sorry.
Okay. What's another type of year, Sean? Name one other type of year.
Lunar year or a sun year?
Ah, yes, the old sun year.
Or a Venus year.
A what?
A year on Mars is 3 years on another planet.
Okay, let's get back to it. Sorry about that.
Facts
Why are you
Tron?
Talking about space? Okay,
so
great.
1 year.
1 year. So 1 year. What is a quirk that this person has, or this
Crowd
character?
Loser.
Yeah.
Crowd loser. I'm comfortable with that. I don't know.
So we've got that. It's a great quirk. Let's get one more quirk, something a little simpler.
What do they look like?
Nervous tick. I love it. Nervous tick. And yeah, let's hear someone tell us what's their physicality. Are they flowy? Are they
purple, fuzzy hair?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Purple fuzzy hair.
Purple fuzzy hair. And over here, Shaggy.
That works.
And what was the?
Oh, looks like a chewed up piece of gum.
with a lot of hair.
That's great.
You look like a furry, purple-haired piece of gum. I think that's lots.
Different show.
So, again, we're going to do the one where blank. The one where they blank.
They all get stuck to him.
Huh. One where they all get stuck to him. Okay, this is awesome. Thank you.
Al.
Yeah, Marty, what's up? What's good? What's new?
I really appreciate your new suggestions for bonding activities.
Yes?
I don't think Twister is my game.
Well, here is the thing. You look great. You all look great all stretched out on the thing.
I know you're lying to me.
Well, I am lying, but I've heard that positive reinforcement is a great way to engender trust between people.
Hey, guys, so, I brought... Oh, they're having sex again! Oh, no!
That's not what sex looks like, Bob.
This is what Twister looks like.
Sometimes there's overlap.
Okay, I'm going to spin it one last time. Spinning. Okay. Forehead blonde. I made my own board, so it's kind of a bit more fun.
He can see so many more colors than we can.
It's a spectrum. I'm like a seahorse.
The blue and the orange dots are on opposite sides of the board. How am I meant to stretch my forehead in that way?
That is the point of the game, Bartholomew.
Yeah, Barty, stop complaining and just get to blonde.
I lose. Oh, dear. Oh, what a shame. Oh, you win. That's great. Positively reinforced. And it's over.
I love winning. It makes me feel fancy. Ha.
Okay, that's weirder than sex.
Listen, when your calves look as amazing as mine, because I've been trekking everywhere, you play as much Twister as you possibly can. Whoa.
Your I'm the winner jerking takes so long.
That's also a sex thing.
Guys, I know it's a little strange, but we got a package.
Huh?
Huh?
That is strange. I thought we didn't get mail here. Being, you know, terraforming a new planet.
Stranded.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was a little strange too, but it's just addressed to you.
Like being addressed to resident, that kind of a thing? Like when they're trying to get you to sign up for a new, like, mobility service, something like that? They say, dear resident, because they don't know you intimately?
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you totally lost me.
What's mail?
Oh, yeah, it's a thing from our past where you would take something that you had promised to give as a gift to someone, and
it's
then...
It's a gift? Why are we talking? It's opening! It's a gift! It's a gift! Oh my god, someone gave me a gift!
Oh, here, Albot, you want to open it?
Oh, I love this. My little robot hands on a big old box. Okay. Opening. Ooh, there is quite a bit of nuts. These, like, small styrofoam peanuts. Throw. It is completely empty! Look! See, look at the box! Look, is there anything in here?
Well, there's something stuck at the bottom there.
Ooh,
it's sticky.
Ooh. It makes a wet noise.
Is it also hairy?
What? How can it be sticky and hairy?
Those don't normally go together.
Ah, you'd be surprised.
Is that a twister thing?
Okay.
I'm going to poke it.
Are you
sure?
Ow! Why did you poke me?
Oh, I'm glad we don't need the translator again.
Scientific curiosity?
Well, I guess that's a pretty good reason. I've been poked a lot of times, and, you know, it kind of hurts, but I'm all right with it.
Well, this is neat. I'm going to pick it up. It's just like a little guy in my hand. Look.
No, careful.
Ow.
You're going to make me throw up.
I kind of want to see that.
It can't make it worse.
Okay. Sorry, little guy. Did you come in the mail?
Which part of the guy is in there? Is it this part or this part?
It's this part.
Okay.
He's a little guy. Look, he's just a little guy.
I would appreciate if you didn't keep calling me a little guy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's a small man.
It
looks
accurate.
Like a chewed up gum that fell in some hair.
Guys, I really think we need to have another seminar about speaking directly to the creatures that we encounter.
Yeah, because that always ends well.
Hello, small man. Thank you for being my gift.
Well, I'm not a gift. I was waiting for a gift, and then one got left on me, and now I'm here.
Wait, the peanuts were the gift?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry! Little guy, I'm gonna toss you over to Bob!
Whoa, damn.
Oh, he's on my shoe!
Sorry about that. I just kind of get stuck wherever it is I'm going and get confused.
Oh, it's like all in the pattern.
Sorry.
You're everywhere. God.
Oh, it's a lot of stretching. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, I fell over there.
So. You're, fellow terraformers. I can tell by the really fancy jumpsuits you all wear.
Hey, are you a terraformer?
Well, I was. And then there was this box that came. And I just kind of got stuck there for, I don't know, a while.
Did you look like this before the box?
Well, I looked like me. There have been some people...
I touched that box!
What? You didn't touch me. You just touched the box I was stuck to.
Hey, you're making a lot of assumptions here, Bob.
I'm going to end up looking like that, I'm a little worried.
Bodily autonomy is very important, and it's not for you to say if the box is part of him or not if he says the box isn't part of him.
I'm not saying he's part of the box. What if the box did that to him?
Oh. Well, then that is a cause for fear.
Cut to the next morning at breakfast.
I got all the peanuts on the plates. All the peanuts on the plates. I got all the peanuts. I picked up all the peanuts like you told me to, and I put them on plates, and I set the table for breakfast.
Thanks, Al.
I am a part of this team that is integral to the function of it moving well.
Are we supposed to eat those?
I'll be real sad if you don't.
He's giving me that look like the last time he stuck his arm through my face.
Morning, everyone.
Yeah, hey, Barty.
So I was speaking with our new colleague.
He's
last
right
night.
There in the middle of the sea of peanut plates.
They're kind of sticky, but they're light, so it's not that bad.
I was speaking with our new colleague last night, and I was exploring some of my HR onboarding new colleague, make them feel welcome techniques.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Really, we can only apologize for what you've been through.
And in keeping with those procedures, I would like to offer you a wish.
A wish?
Wait, I didn't get offered a wish. Did you get a wish?
Where's the genie been this whole time? What are you talking about?
You two began as contractors.
I don't... What, is this our wish?
And you got to become employees. That was the wish that we granted. So your wish.
Yes.
We would like to offer you, just one time only, something that we can do for you to make you feel more at home as part of our team, which I apparently assume that you are now.
Well, I did find this tiny little jumpsuit that I've squeezed myself into, so I feel like a part of the team.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you.
You're oozing a bit.
Well, you know, try not to judge.
Just a comment.
Well, it's just the way you were looking at me when you said it made me feel kind of bad about it. It's okay.
It's difficult to say oozing in a good way.
I'm bringing a lot of my own stuff here. You know, my last job, it didn't go great. And then I was here, and then there was the box, and now I'm here again in the jumpsuit.
We can help you deal with your past issues as part of your wish.
Cut to Beatrix's room later that night. Okay, look.
I'm looking. What do you want?
Thanks for meeting me in...
room, yeah.
Okay, look, I think we should mutiny. Now, I know we're not still in space, so theoretically, maybe mutiny is not the right word, but I think that's what we should do.
You guys talking mutiny?
Oh, Min? God, ow!
Sorry, I was hiding in a hamper.
You have to stop hiding in my underwear drawer.
Hey, I don't know what that is. I'm just hiding in cold, dark places. Anyways, mutiny, I'm in. This is fun.
I'm sorry. I don't really quite understand the thread of your thought process that goes from a nice little man in a jumpsuit covered in hair to stickiness goes to mutiny.
Well, he's gotten a wish. He's gotten all the best jobs. He's taken over your position as lead scout. He's taken over my position as kitchen. He's being treated like royalty just because he's terraformed planets before or something.
And I don't like that there's someone smaller than me around. I have a thing about that.
Well,
I think we have to put our foot down.
I've never seen you this confident, Bob.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I don't really like it. Oh. But that's not to say it's a bad thing. It just kind of makes me feel bad about myself.
I don't quite follow that.
There's not a lot to follow. I'm dealing with some things.
Okay. I practiced that speech for like all day.
Well, it was good.
Oh, thanks. I think.
Here's the deal. Mutiny, that's a pretty big jump, Bob.
Okay.
But I
okay.
hear what you're saying, okay? Okay, I'm okay, hearing okay. what you're saying.
So mutiny's too far of a jump. Okay.
What if we
so maybe like, let's brainstorm.
Mute.
Mute.
Less than mutiny.
We could
still some of it.
Or how about teeny? No, that reminds me of that little dude. Mute. We'll mute.
We'll mute them.
Mute them.
This is brainstorming. No, this is brainstorming. What does it mean?
We're talking about murder.
Okay, well, I have an idea that's not murder.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we challenge him to a game of Twister? If he wins, then he is rightfully in charge of all the things that you have listed. But if we can show our dominance as the masters of that game...
Yes!
I mean...
And you are the champion of that game!
I'm pretty flexible. You saw my blue-orange forehead move the other day.
I wish I hadn't.
Cut to the lounge and games room.
Come on, Christy! Come on, Christy!
Who?
Beatrix! I'll leave the room and let you guys have your scene now.
Thanks, Sean. Colleague, I'm really sorry you have to go through with this. I should catch your name sometime, by the way. Anyway, colleague, I'm really sorry you have to do this. I mean, you do everything so well. You've practically made everyone else on the ship redundant, which I really appreciate. They less so, it seems. But if you could just spare a moment from the cleaning and the scouting and the looking and the filing and the, you know, all the ship-based activities. I think I named them all there. Just play Twister. It's a challenge type of thing.
I guess. I mean, I just finished that last quadrant, mapping it out, and I left that on a notepad. I worry that I'm not going to do well. And I want to do well. That's why I've been working so hard to try and show everyone that it...
You afraid you're going to be a sore loser?
I think he seems proud.
I want to do well because that's, you know, how you know that people like you. And you know that you've got a place in a group. Is you can perform. And then if you can't, you just kind of have to accept it. Quietly and move on with your chin up.
As a boss, I love your philosophy.
That's what my last boss said, too, right before he sent me the package.
I like the cut of his and your jib.
So, how does this game work? I mean, you're so much longer than me. Will one of you stretch me over from place to place?
Oh, I didn't think about that. He's practically indestructible. He can hit all the colors. What have we done?
It's in the rules and procedures manual for Twister that I created that's allowed.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Okay, you got this. You got this. You ready? Okay, come on. Stay focused. Come on, champ. You got this.
All right, Alpita, you just want to give your little...
Oh, I'm so excited to give a little spin on this little spinner that I have.
Okay.
You got this.
So I am a bit confused because the small man has no body parts that I recognize. So he's going to get a freebie on this one. But... both hands on Blello.
All right, both hands on Blello. I got this.
Small man, whatever that means to you and your physiology, just go for it.
Okay, I guess I'll just kind of stretch over here and... Beatrix, I'm just going to put my spot here onto there.
Well,
okay.
Well, since we circled out with you...
Well, we can share. It's fine. Look, we're sharing.
You got this. Don't worry. It's all right. He's just trying to get in your head.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in your head.
Get out of my head.
Okay?
I'm not... Okay. I'm sorry.
Spin it, Alba.
Spinning, it's making it spin. It's going around. And it stopped. Okay, so now we're going to do your belly, and it's going to be your belly, and it's going to be on green. That was one of my normal colors I threw in.
Okay, so then for me, I guess I'll just kind of... Bob, could you grab this little part of me here?
Oh, sure, okay.
And then just pull me over to that green spot on the other side of you there.
Over here?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, I think I did it.
Cut to... 3 hours later.
Okay, I've been spinning, and it's less like a twister and more like a big ball of my friends.
Can we stop soon?
Well, not until there's a winner.
I'm just feeling a little stretched thin.
I don't think I can hold on much longer, you guys.
It's just gonna be a couple more spins, probably. Someone has to lose eventually. Okay, so big ball of my friends covered in pink sticky goo of a man. Let's go and do red.
No, not red.
And there I go. I did it.
When you say it,
I see a lot of red.
I think that means he's the winner.
I'm not sure that death during the game is permitted in the rules. Let me check. No death.
Oh, then I'm so sorry, small man. You do have to be disqualified, but I am scared to say that to you because of the current position of power you hold, enveloping my friends in sort of your pink body.
Well, I guess it's just, you know... Well, here, little robot boy, could you just help me unwrap myself a bit?
Oh, yeah, let me get out of this.
Okay. Around that.
Yeah, I feel like this is actually making me a part of the problem more than it's solving the solution.
Oh, I think it's okay. It's probably okay.
No, I think we're trusting you now, which doesn't feel like the right move, but there's nothing else to do but trust. I heard that trust engenders teamwork between a team.
I mean, he's right, but... Colleague, I'm sorry, I can't allow this. I appreciate your ethic, but I don't appreciate your ethics. That worked out well.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I just, okay, well, I'll...
Don't murder, you know. That's just kind of a rule of... I have a motivational poster that says that, actually.
Don't murder?
Yeah, it's in my office. I didn't show you?
There's a cat hanging from a tree. It says, don't murder.
Do you think just sidebar on the efficacy of my posters, do you think if you had seen that prior to this event, you wouldn't have murdered my friends?
It's entirely possible that if you shoved me against it, I would have taken a real good impression of it.
Damn.
Anyway, if I'm disqualified, I should just let go of everyone. And there's a, well, I guess, you know, you only needed the three of you, right?
We try not to say that.
Yeah, that does not engender trust between teammates. We keep secrets here.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay, well, then I'm just gonna, you know, try and not let you know that this is maybe why I lost the last job and got, you know, dropped off here.
We know a tree you might like.
Really?
Scene.
Civilized. Starring Phil Johnston. Michael Dubinsky. Sean Howard. Christy Bolton, and special guest, Michael Howie. Your technician in the booth tonight has been Mark Nascimento. I've been your sound designer, Eli Hamada-McElveen. Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Look us up wherever you listen to podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity.
An actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met. And that includes Rascalgar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.